This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Later on this morning, big topping off ceremony at the new Bills Stadium. Sal Capaccio is going to be there, and we'll bring it to you live here on WBEN. But Sal, you spoke a little bit earlier about the progress of the stadium with Pete Gwelly. But I kind of want to start with just you yourself. You've seen this go up, I mean, at a wild pace. Me and Susan were talking earlier this week. You know, it was, what, a year and a half ago where that site was known as the Pit. And now, it's not a pit. I mean, that is a football stadium that you see there. It's been a wild transformation.
You're right. Good morning. What a beautiful day to have this ceremony. It's a little bit chilly, but it's sunny. It's beautiful. It's going to look great, no doubt about it. You're right, Brian. I mean, this thing has gone up quickly. And I remember saying to people during football season that if you go to a Bills game every few weeks, you're going to see a big transformation every few weeks. If you haven't been there in a few months, it's going to be like unbelievably eye-popping to you to see where you're at with this. And I mean, honestly, like I get emotional thinking about it sometimes. I don't mean to be kind of corny when I say it, but it's true. Like, I mean, I grew up here and I remember, and you guys can speak to this, Susan, I know you can, that, you know, in the 80s and thinking of the 90s and when we thought this team was leaving because they didn't have a stadium that's going to be for the future generation and no way they're going to build it. Ralph Wilson's going to move them. And then when the Pegulas bought the team in 2014, and right away it was, hey, we're going to get a new stadium down the road. That's going to happen. Don't worry. And then when everything started happening, there were talks of, could this really happen? And now here we are. And this stadium is representing what we're going to have for future generations. My son is 11. He's going to be able to watch the Buffalo Bills for the next 30 years of his life.
You're right. It's kind of a pinch yourself moment when you say this stadium is going up for the Buffalo Bills. But you know what I noticed going by it kind of regularly? The size difference with the new stadium towering over the current one.
Yeah, and the reason for that, a big reason for that, Susan, is so people can understand, the current stadium is built into the ground. So when you're standing outside the stadium, you're actually at the bottom of the third deck. When you go in, you have to go all the way down, I think 50, 60 feet to get to ground, to get to field level. This stadium is not like that. You will have a bit of a dip when you go in. There's a little bit of a dip to go down. But really, the stadium comes out of the ground. It doesn't go into the ground like most stadiums. So it's built and constructed totally different. And then, of course, the wind is a big part of how they built it this way, because in the current stadium, the wind hits and goes down into that bowl, if you will, like a cereal bowl. It swirls around, where this stadium, they have it designed where it's going to hit the what they call the mesh, the three-prong mesh, the wind confusion before it goes in. And that's why part of the reason why it's built like this, but that's also why it towers above.
The swirling winds of Orchard Park. You know, you won't have that on the NFL films anymore to be able to say. And, you know, with that, it kind of makes you nostalgic a little bit for what's going to be the last year at the current stadium. And I want to ask you, because you go all across the league. I mean, you're in all of these stadiums, new and old. How does the game, if at all, maybe it doesn't at all, how does it feel different in some of these newer stadiums, you know, state-of-the-art facilities, versus a place like what we have right now?
It's a good question, Brian. I think that for me, sometimes it doesn't feel like a football stadium, but there's a football game, if that makes sense. You go to L.A., I'll give you an example. You go to L.A., SoFi Stadium is unbelievably beautiful, but it's not just built for football. It's a sports venue. They're going to have swimming at SoFi Stadium in the Olympics. They're going to put pools in there, okay? You go to Houston, it's a great, huge stadium. It's monstrous, NRG. I think it's too high, too big. It's loud, it's great, but it doesn't sometimes feel like you're there for a football game, right? You're there for a monster truck event, maybe. And I mean, I'm being a little exaggerating, but that's how it feels. The Buffalo Bills Stadium they currently play in, as everybody will tell you, is more like a college atmosphere. Everybody's right on top of you. Feels like a football stadium. I think that's the challenge of building this stadium, it has been the challenge. And they've been very thoughtful every step of the way about making sure they maintain that particular aspect, which is we want it to be a football stadium for Buffalo Bills fans. We don't want it to be when you walk in here, you think you're just going to a football game at a stadium that holds a bunch of events.
Wow. Hey, is there going to be a proper goodbye for the old stadium? Are they thinking about that?
That's really interesting because, first of all, Susan, we don't have the schedule until probably about a month from now, a little over that. And I guess it comes down to when they play the last game, and we might not know that. Could it be an AFC Championship game? Could it be the last regular season game? I think what they've done, though, and Pete Guelli has been very, very thoughtful and mindful of this, and he's been very upfront about it, which is they want to make sure they do this last year right. They want to make sure they kind of hit all the points of the memories and the people and the legends that have played in this stadium. So from that particular aspect, I would say, yes, they'll have a proper goodbye, but that goodbye to me is going to last from September through January. And then what about the last moments in the stadium? We don't know when that is, and that's kind of interesting, right?
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. The timeline that you heard from Pete Guelli, what does it look like? And, I mean, is necessarily, maybe we don't know this, but is the last Bills game of this year, you know, hopefully a playoff game, hopefully a playoff win, the last Bills game at the stadium this year, will that necessarily be the last event at the old stadium?
I don't know. That's a really good question. I've heard rumblings that there could be other events planned past that. Let's remember, this stadium, the current one, isn't going down until really March of 27. So I would say no. Based on that, I would say no, right? I don't have anything official. I've heard rumblings of other things that could be planned inside that stadium after the Bills kind of leave it, so to speak. But we have that anyway, right? We always have events outside of the Bills in that stadium. I mean, I did a IMC'd a punt, pass, and kick competition last year, right? I mean, there's running events that end in that stadium where they do things like that. There's kids play events that happen in that stadium. My assumption is those things will continue on, but I don't know if they have anything planned yet for a big last event in the stadium.
And then there's the question of how do you open the new stadium?
Yeah. Well, I think that there's a lot of ideas about that. And we talked last week when I was at the owners' meetings in Florida with Pete Guelli and you guys, and we talked about how he said that, you know, they don't want to just walk in cold, right, for a football game. They want to make sure they have something to kind of get that stadium going a little bit to make sure that everything's right. What does that look like? Can you do a concert? What would that do to the field? I'm not really sure. Do you do a soccer game, a lacrosse game? I don't really know. It's a really interesting question, but there's a lot of ideas being bounced around, I think.
I don't. My idea has been Paul McCartney. He's the guy. He's the guy you want to kick off the new stadium if I were to have a choice. But now, like now we're talking here, my mind's kind of, you know, going in a direction. What if the biggest event, I say there's a 0.1% chance that this would ever happen. Biggest event in Western New York history, Sal. It's a two-stadium event. Farewell.
Wow.
To the old stadium and kicking into the new stadium, and you've got McCartney in one and, you know, TBD in the other. Maybe McCartney's in the old stadium. See ya. And then, you know, someone who's popular.
I don't want to say, I keep thinking Taylor Swift, but I don't want to say
right,
Taylor.
I know. I'm thinking, right? Do you really want
right?
to say Taylor
no.
Swift? You could do
the
that
Rolling
if you
Stones.
Want.
No! Who's well, new? Listen, like, new. It's a new stadium.
Band.
Is there no one popular? Sal, it's going to have to
Kelsey
be you.
Kelsey Ballerini. I don't know.
Well, I think that I know that, you know, that it happens a lot, and it's like, well, we know them very well. But honestly, like, the most famous rock band right now going from Buffalo is the Goo Goo Dolls, right? I mean, like, would that not fit? Something like that for their hometown to kick that off. And I know we've had them here, and they've played in different, you know, places here around Buffalo. But, you know, it wouldn't necessarily resonate as something big that doesn't come here. But it might just fit. Right,
they could
because
be part
Buffalo.
Of the bill.
I like it.
A 2-day festival. Saturday at the old, Sunday at the new.
We're on to something. Yeah.
We're on to something.
Brian, you need to go write something to the county legislature and, you know, the bills and get everybody on board here.
Yeah, we'll see if they listen to me. Sal, thank you for the time, and you know, enjoy what should be a sunny day out there. It's gonna be a great event. Sal Capaccio joining us, and stadium topping off. Last piece of structural steel going on that Stadium, which looks incredible, I think, at least. It does. Super impressive driving
by. And what
by.
A day today.
Perfect.
For this topping off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is.